Hey, it's Dan. Welcome back. You're watching I Allegedly. And I got a good one for you today because I have a question for you. What's your privacy worth? And where in the world is Dan? So please comment on the video, hit the like button, subscribe to the channel, and take a look at our sponsor today, the Satellite Phone Store. But let's get into it. First things first, a friend of mine tells me that she recently had Progressive Insurance and she has something called the Snapshot app that was added to her phone and it tracked her driving habits. And I was like, what are you talking about? So there's an app that you get with Progressive that absolutely follows everything that you do. You have no privacy, you have no way of avoiding this. If you sign up for it, they clock everything that you do. Which is insanity, guys. It's absolutely nuts that you would let a company do this. And she said it was very frustrating for a thousand reasons, which made me go down this rabbit hole of reaching out to other subscribers that had this app on their phone, truck drivers, things like that. And what it does is it basically follows you and your driving habits with an app on your cell phone. So it's not tied to the car. Now, you can get a car-mounted app that some people have had, but they said it was very, very invasive having that, I can imagine. But it grades you on a regular basis. And here's what the app tells people. It tells people things like, hey, you're driving too fast. Hey, you're speeding. You're doing your brakes too much. So based on the mo on the on your phone's movement, it will tell them if you're tailgating somebody. And I'm like, oh, that's lunacy. That's absolutely nuts that somebody would sit there and allow for this. Now, if you get below a B, they will raise your rates through the roof. Now, she could never get hers above a B minus. And I've driven with this woman a lot who's never been like a speeder. You know, it's not me where, okay, I'm always late and let's get here and things like that. No, she had complete, you know, all these issues with the app. Telling her what a horrible driver she was. How about this in the back of the boat, guys? It overhangs the back of the boat. You want to lay there? You should film my next video from that spot. But again, where in the world is Dan? So, lunacy. And she's like, well, Dan, it allowed me to get my insurance for my brand new Toyota Corolla for it was just under $500 for 6 months. It's like, okay, that's great. Brand new car, full coverage, everything. But she felt it was invasive and she felt no matter what she could do, sometimes it would go to a B, it was never an A. I'm like, well, how would somebody get to an A? Because it kept telling her that you speed up too quick. So it would know if you lane change too much. Think about this. So has anybody had this app on their phone? Because it's too much, guys. It's way, way, way too much. Now, this goes down a rabbit hole that I have seen quite a bit of, and that is there are public cameras. You know, there's cruise ship cameras, there's cameras in Huntington Beach. If you search public cams, you can get like the Huntington Beach Pier. You can watch the Huntington Beach Pier every day. You can watch a lot of different places every day around the globe. It's kind of fun. You can watch France right now melting down, which is beautiful, okay? Good for them. I'm glad that they're finally catching up. So, anyways, that being said, these public cameras are available. They've been available since the internet started. And the cool thing is, like, my family members, oh, you're going to film in Huntington? Let me know when you walk by the pier and we'll watch you on the camera. And there's like a 7 second delay and you can wave and all that stuff to them. But there is an app in San Francisco that's getting a ton of traffic because of safety concerns. It's called Flock. Flock is an app that allows you to go into a nightclub and see if it's busy or not. Well, this is terrible for the bad people of the world that want to do bad things. This would give them access. And I think it's the same thing that we have to be vigilant wherever we go, and you have to be able to watch out and make sure that you're not, in places that could be high risk or dangerous. But the Flock app, it's getting a lot of heat right now. And if you read the article below about this, you're going to see that you're going to see more and more things like this that are out there. So I, you know, again, I'm not, you know, pervy von Perfster that wants to go sit there and watch everybody in the nightclub. You know, they label it as, oh, you can tell which nightclubs are busy. No. Some people would do that. Some people would say, oh, that's a hot spot. I want to go there. Other people would say, you know, it's Creepville. So let me know what you think about that, because I think that is what you're going to see a lot more of. And, you know, once you do a bad thing, it seems to take off. Bad ideas seem to spread real quick. Here is one that, as I started researching this, got crazy. And this was a story out of the UK. It's not reported here in the States. I'm not in the States right now. But I'm going to start traveling a lot this summer. And one thing that absolutely blew me away as I was researching this, and that is, in the UK, they're reporting that FedEx trucks are, you know, have cameras on them, which you would think they would. You know, you'd think that the Amazon trucks have cameras on them. But no, wait. The FedEx trucks are spying on other drivers. They have software installed on their cameras that read license plates. Okay? There are 40,000 of these out there in 4,000 cities in 40 states already. So I'd like to know the 10 states that they're not allowed in yet, because that's where you want to drive. That's where you want to have some privacy. But again, if you commit a crime with your vehicle and you drive too quick, they can go to the FedEx trucks. And let's see, mapping out the trucks for the day, they could put the map in, they could see where the trucks were at for the day, and say, oh, this is where the bank robbery was at. Let's check it out and see this. Now, I know people are going to say, well, damn, it'd be nice to catch bank robbers. Yes, but our privacy is completely destroyed. It's been eviscerated with this stuff. The progressive snapshot, it's none of Flo's business what we want to do. I'm telling you, the problem with this is that, hey, you drove a lot more miles than you think. From an app on your phone, they could determine the number of miles that you drove. The FedEx cameras are determining what people are doing out there and reporting it to the authorities. And this came from the UK. It wasn't here in the United States. So that's insanity, guys. It's absolute no privacy, absolute loonyville for this. So let me know what you think about all this stuff so far. And again, what is our privacy worth? Because we have none right now. We have zero right now. And it's being taken away from us each and every day right now. One thing that was just issued from the Supreme Court was presidential immunity, which, could you imagine if you didn't have immunity as a president and you could sit there, you could go back to Bill Clinton and you could sit there and nail him for things, Barack Obama, George Bush. Think about this. You'd be prosecuting everybody. You'd be prosecuting, you know, Joe Biden for stuff he did. You've got to have decisions. It's again, depends. Doesn't matter what side you're on. I'm not talking that. But you have to have a president that can sit there and run the joint, okay? You got to have a quarterback on the team, and you got to have somebody doing this. Now, the historians and the lawyers out there all have different opinions based on what side you're on. But again, as a country, the one thing that we need to do right now more than ever is come together. And our civil liberties are being eviscerated right now. They're being destroyed, and you don't have the privacy that you had, you know, 10 years ago, 20 years ago, especially, okay? So. Beautiful. Let's talk about our sponsor, the Satellite Phone Store. I am in the middle of the Atlantic Ocean, and I don't care, because I can talk to people with my satellite phone. If you go to danssatphone.com, you can get yourself a sat phone with minutes that roll over. You can call any phone can call you. It has voicemail. But one thing that my family's been freaking out about is that there's two potential tropical storms that could turn into hurricanes, and they already reached me. Are you okay? Is everything great? Yeah, everything's perfect. I'm in fantasy land right now. So get a hold of the Satellite Phone Store today. They sell all types of GPS products, and they're highly rated. But again, the best thing is I have the Iridium 9555 phone. I get 100 minutes a month. They roll over when I don't use it. But again, it gives me peace of mind for my family, for everybody, no matter where I'm at. If you have open sky, you can use your satellite phone. Cell phones only work on 7% of the world of the world's land masses. Satellite phone works everywhere. Check it out today. Go to danssatphone.com and look at all the deals that they have. It's absolutely amazing. As we enter July, they've got fantastic deals. danssatphone.com. Check it out today. People are playing pickleball on the boat. It's kind of nice. Dave and Karen sent me this next story, which this is a big deal, and this is what we have a lot of. But again, prepare yourself for what's coming, because what's coming is going to be catastrophic. Patelco, which is a credit union in Dublin, California, had a security breach, so much so that they eliminated all banking right now. You cannot conduct any banking through the app at all. Now, will there be a bank run today? Who knows? But the major security incident that they were hacked, guys. And again, they won't tell us what that is right away. We're not going to hear about it till much later. But you can't do any banking at Patelco right now. Credit unions are generally safer than banks. But the one thing I want to ask all the IT guys, and the one thing I ask my IT guys, is when do you sit there? When do you sit there and take responsibility for the IT of the business, the IT of the site, protecting data, protecting customers' information? Because I'm telling you, the small companies that get a credit, that get a hack, are going to get destroyed. You lose data, you're going to get destroyed. They're going to sue you like you've never been sued before in your lifetime. So that's going to happen more and more. So haven't seen anything yet, guys. Florida has two new laws, a grant and a new law. They have a grant program that can help you storm, fix your house for storm damage and give you up to $20,000. Take a look at that. Use the link below on that. And they also have a new squatter law that came into effect on July 1st, where it's going to make it much easier to kick these degenerates out that steal homes and sneak into places they're not supposed to be at. So just a matter of time until that kicks into place. And a couple things. H&M is the clothing store. Their shares dropped 17% because nobody's buying new clothes right now. People are staying away from a discount retailer like H&M. H&M is fantastic, guys. You guys want a dress shirt that looks okay? You go to H&M. You want a sweater? Ladies shop there. They have a lot of deals. But right now, nobody's shopping there, which is the sign of the times. As we hit summer and as their summer line gets announced, it's dead right now, guys. I'm filming this up on the running track, just looking down at part of the pool and the bars and stuff like that. Just a beautiful, fun place, okay? So, you know, you haven't seen anything yet, guys, when it comes to this stuff. All the different hacks, you know, there's a medical company recalled several of their products. Glenmark Pharmaceuticals recalled 114 batches of drugs that could cause cardiac arrest. Read that story, because, again, your pharmaceuticals, when you get a notice from, you know, whoever your pharmacy is, make sure that if you get any notification, check with your pharmacy. If they change batches, they change manufacturers, anything, you have a right to know that. And final story of this short video is, if you shop at Costco, you know, we talked about how Costco's trying to save money. How about this in California? We have such a problem keeping employees right now that they want to build an 800-unit low-income apartment complex for low-income housing. Isn't that wild? So will we see more corporations do things like this? I think you're going to. So, have you guys tried that Snapshot app? Have you had success with it? Do you feel that your privacy has been violated? To sit there and to see the amount of data that gets shared with people and stolen from people is nuts right now, guys. So, once again, pickleball court, basketball court. You want to get a hold of me, hello@iallegedly.com. Onward and upward, guys. I will see you guys very soon.